New numbers are out from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration show more Cook Inlet beluga whale were counted this year compared to 2009. But as KDLL's Ben Stanton reports, that number does not tell the whole story.
The estimate this year is 340 whales. That's 19 more whales than last year's estimate. This annual count will lead scientists to predict the probability of the species' recovery and the probability of a decline into eventual extinction. Although an updated figure is yet to be calculated for this year, the past shows a trend.
It's more likely that it's going to continue to decline than to recover at this point.
Rob Hobbs is a leader of the Beluga Project at the National Marine Mammal Laboratory in Seattle. That office does research relating to NOAA and the National Marine Fisheries Service. He says in previous year's data, it's shown a 70% chance of continued decline in the whale's population and a 5 to 10% chance of a sustainable recovery. The last decade has stayed at a population decline of 1.1%. Hobbs says they have several models that take into account the sex and age of the animals to better determine their future. So why does this year's increase in estimates not indicate a recovery? Well, it involves a range of statistical variation for each year's estimates. That overwhelms what some years appears to be a significant jump in the population.
It appears that from 2009 to 2010 there was an increase that falls well within the statistical variation of those two times. So then to get a trend from this whole time period, we fit a line to those numbers.
That's sometimes called a line of best fit, and the statistical range puts the estimates at plus or minus 70 whales. To do the counts, Hobbs says first NOAA takes 5 or 6 trips in the Upper Cook Inlet over 2 weeks in early June. Both aerial observation and video recording review are used to count the whales.
Most of the surveys are of the upper inlet. They go from Anchorage around Chicoloon Bay up Turnagain Arm, down to Kenai, and then across and back up the west side to Beluga River, Susitna River, and then up Kinnick Arm to complete the counts.
Then the lower Cook Inlet is studied over about a 2-day period. Funding for the study comes through the federal government. The state of Alaska filed a lawsuit in June seeking to overturn the listing of beluga whales on the endangered species list. After that, environmental groups in Alaska themselves have sought to challenge the state lawsuit. Local governments like the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor's Office have sought independent studies of what's causing the decline in the whales. Opponents of the listing say that they're worried about potential negative side effects of yet unknown federal regulations that would hurt the oil and gas industry and plans to expand the Port of Anchorage along with other projects. Some estimates from the late 1970s have the Cook Inlet beluga population at 1,300. Subsistence hunting of the whales by Alaska natives was heavily restricted starting in 1999. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.